T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hi. Hi, this is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so this is a little awkward. We all know that Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen are getting divorced because of his big return to football. They had planned for him to retire. She thought they were going to be focused more on family and spending time with the kids. And then all of a sudden, he decided to unretire again. So things quickly went south. Now they're getting divorced. Was it finalized last month already? I don't know. It moves so quick with these two. Either way, Tom Brady out talking to reporters because he's playing for Tampa Bay. And they asked him if he had any regrets about returning and unretiring. And he said, I returned because I felt like I wanted to compete. And I spoke to the team about it. They were excited to have me back. And so then the reporter said, you know, do you have any regrets about returning to football? And he said, zero. No, definitely not. Yikes. And that, my friends, is why him and Gisele are divorced. Awkward. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Allie live from the AdamDeputy.com studios at 6:28. And if you didn't hear the news, we've got Taylor Swift tickets all week long on the morning show. I'm so excited. I'm going to be giving them away between 7 and 8 a.m. every single day. All you have to do is just listen for the Taylor Swift song of the day. So when you hear a Taylor Swift song, there's only going to be one between 7 and 8. That's when you're going to call in and be caller 10, okay? Again, Taylor Swift tickets every day this week. I'm so pumped about that. Also, big concert announcement at 9 o'clock this morning, another one, and then I'm going to give you tickets to that concert. So just lots going on all around this morning. All right, coming up next, though, I have to tell you guys, I was out with my kids on Friday, and my son Owen made a really interesting observation about something in the world that you may or may not have noticed. I'm going to ask you about it next and see what you think. It's Kiss FM. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning, 6:31. It's Allie live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. And I got to tell you guys, I was out this weekend with my kids. On Friday night, we went to Jurassic World Live, the tour, which was at Pfizer Forum downtown. We had gone like in 2019, but this year it was like an even bigger deal because my kids are super into Jurassic World these days. They're 9 and 11, makes sense, you know? So we're down there, and because it was cold, and I didn't want to carry our coats around. I was being high maintenance, I guess. I parked in the garage. And we were walking in through the Pfizer. And when you do that, where you get to enter straight from the garage into Pfizer, it's really cool because you kind of go over that overpass where you're above the ground, but it's all glass. And you can see all of the cars underneath driving down downtown. And we're standing there. And since we got there early, yes, I got somewhere early, everybody, believe it or not. We got there early and we're waiting in line to just give them our tickets and go in. We could see all of the cars, and we're standing there for a good like 10 minutes. And that's when my son Owen turns to me and says, Mom, why are all of the cars white, black, or gray? And I said, what? And he said, why are all of the cars white, black, or gray? And I go, what are you talking about? He goes, look down at the road and look at all the cars. Every single car is either white, black, or gray. So I look down and sure as hell, every single car is white, black, or gray. And we did see one red one go by and I go, that's a really good observation. I go, I don't know if back in the day it was like that, but I don't remember there being so many white cars as there are now. I feel like there's a lot more white cars than there used to be, but it's true. Most of the cars, with the exception of one here or there, were white, black, or gray. And I don't know know why that is. Because if you asked me, I mean, I have a gray car. And if I went to buy a car, I would want black or gray. That would just be it. That would be what I would pick every single time. 414-533-1037. Maybe you don't have a white, black, or gray car, and you're going to tell me that you prefer to have a car with some color. Because the more I looked at it, I thought, it's true. Most cars have really, we really have lost any color. I mean, you see a couple blue ones here and there. You see, like I said, a red one. But for the most part, cars are white, black, and gray. What is that about? Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Allie, it's Mike from Hartford.
Oh, it's my boy. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Gotta get your theme song up. You drive a lot, Mike. You're a truck driver.
I do.
So you might be the perfect person to talk to about this. Do you think Owen's observation was on point on Friday night?
There's actually a statistic, I can't say within the last couple of years, I read that the most common car color in the world is white.
Really? It is white?
Yep.
No kidding.
It is white, yep.
I don't feel like it used to be like that, though.
There was a statistic done, like some sort of insurance statistic that had to do with car colors and like tickets and stuff, and it said that the most common car color was white, and I couldn't say much for black or gray. Maybe that was a some manufacturers are getting away from colors so that it's easier for them to paint.
Right. Oh my gosh. Okay, well, that's good. Thanks for sharing that statistic, Mike. That's helpful this morning. I appreciate you. You know that.
Not a problem.
All right, we'll talk to you later, Mike.
Yep, bye.
Bye. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Sarah in Kenosha.
Oh, it's my girl Sarah in Kenosha. Let me pull up your theme song. Here we go.
Hey, girl, hey.
Hey, girl, hey. Oh, I can't say that to you. Sandra's going to kill me. That's saucy Sandra's line.
Okay, we don't want to upset saucy Sandra.
No.
So I'll just say, hey, happy Monday.
Hey, you too, Sarah. What do you think? I was saying Owen was making this observation that all cars are white, black, or gray. You probably heard what Mike just said, that the statistic is there's more white cars than anything. I don't know. What color car do you have, and what do you think?
So I do agree. I have read before that there are more white and, like, gray or silver cars.
Yeah.
So my car is white.
Mm-hmm.
The car that I had previous to this one was red.
Okay.
Previous to that one was blue.
Interesting.
So I'm kind of like all over. I don't go for just one color.
Yeah.
My mom's current car is red, and my dad's truck is like a teal color almost.
Oh, he's brave. He's venturing out
yeah.
from everyone else. Because
yeah.
it's true. So many trucks are white and black and gray these days. When I really started looking
right.
around and paying attention, I was like, interesting.
Yeah. Even driving to work right now, three houses in a row, all of the cars outside of them are white and silver.
Okay. So I appreciate you observing this for me and telling me I'm not the only one who sees it now, too. Because now I can't unsee it now that Owen pointed it out.
Yeah.
Like, it's so true.
I'm the same way.
Yeah. Okay.
All silvers.
Well, thanks for calling in, Sarah. I appreciate
You're
it.
Welcome.
You
have
a good
great
day.
Monday.
You too. Bye-bye. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
This is Emily from South Milwaukee.
Hey, Emily in South Milwaukee. How are you this morning?
I'm great. How about you?
Good. I was just talking about the observation my kid made about why are all cars white, black, or gray? Have you noticed this too?
I have noticed that around Wisconsin for sure. Like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know why.
Yeah.
I mean, but like even within my own family, they always have like white or gray cars.
Yeah, right?
I'm the one out of my like immediate family that gets like, I don't want to say a weird colored car because mine are always like blue, but it's not like a really like out there blue. I've had four blue cars in a row, and I honestly didn't notice it until one of my friends said something about it.
Oh, really?
Like, oh, you must really love blue cars. I was like, oh, I didn't even think about that.
See, and I don't think
it was just like,
it was like what?
Right.
Yeah.
Same type. Yeah. You know?
I don't think blue cars stick out as bad as like a red one will, though. A blue could almost, could, you know, go in with the grays depending on the shade of blue and whatnot. So, okay.
Yeah. And my current one's a light blue, so it could even kind of lean more gray. You know?
Sure.
Like, yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thanks for calling, Emily. It's good to hear from you.
Of course. Have a happy Monday.
You too.
Bye.
Oh, good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
It's Abby in Waukesha.
Oh, it's Abby in Waukesha. Good morning. Oh, I haven't heard your theme song in a minute. Oh. The best theme song. Abby, how are you?
I'm good.
So the observation by my son this weekend was that why are all cars white, black, or gray? And this led to this conversation. What color car do you have, Abby?
Black.
Of course, right? Okay, and do you believe this observation?
Yeah, and actually when I was younger, I was taught by my parents that a black car will like hide the dirt. And a white car or lighter shades of gray will hide scratches.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, see, here's the thing. And I don't want to offend anyone with a white car, but I always feel like white picks up all the dirt and you can see everything on it, you know?
Oh, yeah, white gets dirty, but you can't see the scratches.
Yeah, right. But then again, if you have a black or gray car, when it snows, then it gets... I mean, I have a gray car and it looks white after it snows, you know, after I drive with all the salt. So it's like you can't really win either way, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Well, thanks for calling, and I'm glad I got to use your theme song again, Abby. It was good to hear from you.
Yeah, you too.
Bye-bye. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Dawn. I live in Oak Creek.
Oh, hey, Dawn in Oak Creek. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What color car do you drive?
I actually have a red,
ooh,
but then I have a gray.
Oh.
And I have a gray.
Okay. And so you're one of those people that ventured out there with the red car, huh?
I did, because all before I had black.
Mm.
So I decided to get some color. But I drive to Illinois every day.
Uh-huh.
And I can tell you, yeah, every car I see is white, gray, black.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get a burst of a neon. Sometimes you get a burst of an orange.
Right.
But it's always plain old cars.
And I don't feel like it used to be like that. I mean, back in the day, I had a red car. I mean, it was over 10 years ago. I feel like we used to have more color with cars, and somewhere along the way, it turned into the black, white, gray thing for sure. So
I agree. I've been driving to Illinois for 20 years, and there used to be color. There's no color anymore.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for calling. Enjoy your drive to Chicago or Illinois,
thank
wherever
you.
You're going. Bye, Dawn.
You
too. Last but not least, good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
This is Brian from Germantown.
Hey, Brian in Germantown. You're my last caller this morning. We're talking about my son's observation when we were out and about this weekend. Why are all cars white, black, or gray? What color's your car, Brian?
I have a black truck.
You see? There we go. Okay. And do you agree with this observation?
I do. I'm out. I drive truck, and I'm out right now and listening, and I'm looking at every car, and all I see is the white, blacks, and grays.
Yeah. And did you ever notice that before this discussion I just had this morning, or no?
No, I have not.
Same. I felt the same way. And we were downtown, and he pointed that out. And now I'll never look at all the cars the same. Now I'm looking for the ones that actually have color, right?
Exactly. That's what I'm doing now. Just driving. I'm going, there's a white. Oh, yeah. There's a red one.
Yeah. I know. It's going to be a fun game for you now, Brian, when you're driving truck in the morning, right?
Yes, it is.
Oh, well, thanks for calling in. I appreciate you, Brian. Have a good day.
Come, Allie. Have a good morning.
Yeah, you too. There you go. I guess we all agree. I can see your text coming in, and I will get to those and read those for sure. Either way, good morning. Happy Monday.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so Billie Eilish seen horseback riding over the weekend, which is an activity that she had previously said helps her combat stress. I've heard this a lot about, you know, I think we know that working with animals obviously can be really good for one's mental health, hence why they bring puppies around people who are going through stuff or PTSD. Puppies make everybody happy. Dogs make people happy a lot of the times. So Billie Eilish seen doing everything. I guess this is something she's sticking to. She has said it's helped her in the past with her mental health, and it's a hobby too for her. You know, the thing about horseback riding is when I see stuff like this, I think, well, I do know how expensive horseback riding can be for people, the people that choose to do it. So it seems like, well, yes, Billie Eilish is out horseback riding. I wish I could do that and try that for my mental health. Here's what I want you to know that's really interesting about Billie Eilish is that she said when she was a kid, she didn't have the money to afford horseback riding lessons or anything like that. So she would work at the stables in exchange for lessons growing up. And that is how Billie Eilish got involved with horses. So even though it is an expensive hobby, I love to hear stuff like that about people like Billie Eilish. She went and worked as a kid just to get those lessons in exchange, and it was super helpful for her mental health. Love hearing stories like that.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so today's Am I the Jerk comes in from someone who asked that we do not use her name because she said she already feels humiliated by this whole situation. So I'm going to call her Tiffany. I made up a name for her. Here's what she wrote into the show. You can always write in to amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. Here's the story. She said, so here's the deal. I am newly divorced and we live in the same small town. My ex is currently messing around with a married mom from school who I thought was a friend of mine and found out he has been doing this since before we got divorced, but there's not much I can do or say about that at this point. But now I find out that he has currently started reaching out to other friends of mine on Facebook, basically asking them to hook up. A few of these women have contacted me to let me know, which is humiliating. I try to keep the peace with my ex and usually don't react, but I decided this was something I needed to address. I told him it was beyond disrespectful, not only to me, but also to our kids who are all in the same schools. So, am I the jerk for confronting him on this and expecting that he not contact my friends to try and hook up or the other moms, at least the married ones, at our kids' school? Then she wrote it at the end, please don't use my name. I'm already personally feeling super humiliated. So we're going to call her Tiffany. Tiffany wants to know if she's the jerk for telling her ex to stop trying to hook up with people she knows.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so Tiffany, we changed her name because she asked us to. She said she's already feeling personally super humiliated over this whole thing, but she wrote in because she wants to know if she's a jerk for telling her ex to stop trying to hook up with people she knows. She found out he's been hooking up with a married mom from school where their kids go. She also found out from other friends that he's been messaging other moms on Facebook asking them to hook up, and then they've been telling her about it. So she said she feels like she needs to address it. She told him it's beyond disrespectful, not only to her, but also to their kids who are all in the same schools. So Tiffany wants to know, is she the jerk for asking her ex and confronting him and telling him to stop trying to hook up with the other moms at the school? And it definitely the married ones. That's what she wants to know. All right, so we're going to go straight to the phones this morning. First up, let's go to my girl, Saucy Sandra. Well, good morning.
Hey there, hey.
Hey, girl.
I'm different. Yes, I'm different. But definitely not in this situation, okay?
What do you think,
ladies,
Sandra?
Tiffany, I'm going to tell you there's nothing wrong with you. You should not be embarrassed because it is a reflection upon his dirty self, okay?
Right.
You are definitely not the jerk. Some guys are just douchebags, and that's just how it is.
So you
not
say
a jerk.
Not a jerk, Saucy Sandra.
Definitely not. And don't be embarrassed. Please don't.
Yeah.
Keep your head held high, because guess what? He's going to be praying for you back someday, and he's going to realize what he lost.
Amen, sister. Thank you, Saucy Sandra. You have
no
a good day.
Yes, you too.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Lindsay in Oak Creek, you are next up, girlfriend. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Loves my theme song, too.
Me too.
Brings energy.
Well, you heard what Saucy Sandra said. So what do you think, Lindsay? Is Tiffany a jerk for asking her ex to stop trying to hook up with people that she knows, including moms from the kids' school?
Not at all. She's not a jerk.
Uh-huh.
She's standing her ground. He's nasty.
Mm-hmm.
He's real nasty. Come on. Why do you need to hit on married women? Like, that just shows your personality and who you truly are. That's just disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't disagree, but it's up to you guys to decide if Tiffany's the jerk for calling her ex out. Because some people might say that he can do whatever he wants because they're not together, right? You will have those people that'll say that.
Well, he can do whatever he wants, but it's just morally wrong. And it's people from his school. So if other find out, that's causing a whole lot of drama for not only the parents, but maybe the kids too.
Well, and you know what? Let's just keep it real. Most people probably know, even when you think you're creeping in a small town at a school, like everybody knows, right? You're having an affair, you think nobody knows. Half the school knows. They're just not saying it to your face, right? Which is even more awkward. So, yeah. All right. So you say no, not a jerk.
Correct.
All right. Thanks, Lindsay. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yep, have a good one.
You too. I'm glad we got a dad on the phone. It'll be nice to hear your perspective this morning. Good morning, Santino.
Hey.
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 Good morning.
How's it going?
It's going good. What do you think, Santino? Good. Is Tiffany a jerk for telling her ex to stop trying to hook up with people that she knows, including other moms at their kids' school? It's crazy.
Well, first off, I don't think she's a jerk. If she's doing it for herself, then yes, she is a jerk because she divorced him for a reason. Like, if he wants to go out there and be a male gigolo, she can't control that. Just shows his character.
Right.
She should come to him and say, hey, out of respect of our children, can you stop trying to hit on every mom at the kids' school? Do you understand the psychological trauma that could put on them if these kids are starting to talk about what your dad is doing?
Yeah.
I mean, that's where I'm at. I mean, she needs to let it go. And then he's hitting on her friends. He's praying on the weak. Like, she has to let it go and understand she divorced him for a reason. And then, obviously, those must not be her friends because their intentions were clear that she didn't see him in the beginning. So I don't think she's a jerk. But at the same time, she just got to let it go. She divorced him for a reason. Look out for the best interest of her children.
Yeah, and I get the whole feeling humiliated, but you're so right. When the dust clears and you can look back on it, you realize it's totally a reflection on him, not her, not Tiffany at all, for sure. So, okay. So, Santino, you say, no, Tiffany's not a jerk.
No, she's not a jerk. She just need to find her a good man that's going to treat her right.
Amen. All right. Preach. I love it. Thanks, Santino. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you. Yes,
bye. Michelle is in Milwaukee. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
Welcome back. How are you this Monday morning?
Absolutely ecstatic. I'm just, you know, so happy this morning.
Good. What do you think? Is Tiffany a jerk for asking her ex to stop trying to hook up with people they know, including moms at their kids' schools that she knows?
Absolutely not. Actually, all four people ahead of me kind of said the sum of my answer. You can't really control them. People are going to figure it out on their own. The girls that you're hitting on, if they're really your friends, if they're telling you and it's bothering them, then that makes him the jerk because he already knows better. So, yeah, he's the jerk. She's just trying to, you know, voice her opinion. And she can't really do anything about it. And my daughter says that he's doing it on purpose at school just to annoy her.
Ah, you think he's doing it just to get at her? Okay. Well, and you know what?
You know, she's going to come and say something to him. Maybe that's a way to make her talk to him.
Right. He's trying to get to her. Well, and you know how she said she feels humiliated? I think really what we should tell her is, Tiffany, you should only be embarrassed if you were still with this guy and he was acting like this and you were, you know, staying with him through all of this. So
sending it and all this other stuff. People are like, this girl, what's wrong with you?
Right.
That makes sense for you.
So, Michelle, you and your daughter both say no, Tiffany is not a jerk.
No, she's not a jerk.
All right. Thanks for calling in. We'll talk to you later.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Finally, last but not least, she's a little ball of fire. Welcome back to the show, Amelia in Milwaukee.
Good morning. Hey,
good morning. Tiffany wrote in.
Monday.
What'd you say, Amelia?
How are you doing this lovely Monday morning?
Oh, I'm doing good. What do you think? Is Tiffany a jerk for asking her ex to stop trying to hook up with people they know, including other moms at the school?
I was in a similar situation with my ex.
Oh, well then go ahead and give and me what
so,
you think.
I don't think she's a jerk, but my situation was he tried to hit on two of my friends. Oh. One of them already had threatened him about getting her brother after her. Him. And then the other one, she just like went off on him. At the end of the day, like you know, it's not, she shouldn't feel embarrassed. I get it. She's probably feeling more embarrassed for her kids. Mm-hmm. But come on, dude. He must be desperate. Doesn't know how to be lonely. And he's just desperate to have another girl right away.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
Absolutely.
Has, you know, or another thing just to burn her up. But at the end of the day, it's going to hit him in the face. Watch.
Yeah.
I guarantee you.
Absolutely. Well, Amelia, I will say one thing. It sounds like you have some awesome friends. If both of your girlfriends snapped on him and told him to go away and then told you, you have some good friends. Hold on to those ladies, okay?
All right. Have a nice one, okay?
Yes, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
All right. So just a reminder as we wrap up, Am I the Jerk? That is what, 6 or 5 no's across the board. Everyone says Tiffany is not a jerk for telling her ex to stop trying to hook up with people they know, including moms at the same school as their kids and married moms. Okay. I love this. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Allie live from the AdamDeputy.com studios, giving away Taylor Swift tickets all week long. You just got to be listening for the Taylor Swift song of the day between 7 and 8. Looks like I got caller 10 on the line. Good morning, Holly in Pewaukee. How are you?
Good morning, Allie. I'm wonderful. Thank you so much.
Of course. Can you believe that you are the first winner for Taylor Swift tickets? Congratulations.
I cannot believe it. My daughter, Kaylee, will be so excited.
Aw, well, you guys have a pair of tickets. You're going to see Taylor Swift live at Soldier Field on June 2nd. It is the Eras Tour, and I am so here for it. I love Taylor, and you guys are going to have a good time.
We will. Thank you so much. We went 5 years ago in Minneapolis, so this will be great.
Oh, so you are dedicated Taylor fans. You deserve these.
My daughter is. She is 15, so she loves Taylor.
She's going to freak out. That's awesome. What are you up to this morning, Holly? Anything exciting?
I'm in my classroom getting ready to start my day. I teach 4K.
Well, you just hold on. I'll get your info and we'll get you moving because you've got to get to work, don't you?
Yes, thank you.
All right. Hold on, Holly. And again, you'll have another chance tomorrow between 7 and 8 to win these tickets.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so last week in the dirt, I was talking about how Millie Bobby Brown from Stranger Things, they asked her during an interview who she would want to play if she could play any celebrity in their life story in a biopic, who it would be. And she was talking about how she would want to play Britney Spears. And here's what she said at the time.
Just growing up in the public eye, watching her videos, watching interviews of her when she was younger. I mean, same thing with you. It's like, I see the scramble for words and I don't know her, but when I look at pictures of her, I feel like I could tell her story in the right way, and hers only.
So I talked about that last week, and it seemed to make sense that Millie Bobby Brown, who's a child star, even though she's becoming an adult now, would understand what it's like to be a child star. And I understood everything she said there, not knowing what to say in the press and stumbling upon your words and then kind of getting beat up for it when you're just a kid. She'd want to play Britney. Well, get this, you guys. Britney Spears responded in a, you know, more passive-aggressive way. Didn't really say anything directly to Millie Bobby Brown from Stranger Things, but Britney went on one of her rants on Instagram and said, I hear people are wanting to do movies about my life. Dude, I'm not dead! !! 3. So Britney's response was, that people should stop trying to talk about doing movies about her life because she's not dead. And I think Britney might have taken that the wrong way. I don't think it really matters. I think you can do movies about people's lives even if they're still alive. And it's a testament to you. If somebody's making a movie about your life, I think you've done pretty well. Just saying. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Allie live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. It is 8:28. And so this weekend, I was out with my kids. We did a lot of stuff. We went to Jurassic World Live at the Pfizer. That was fun. But then on Saturday, we were out to lunch running errands. And I noticed something interesting going on with my son Hudson, something he did. And we all have an opinion about this. I feel like in my heart and soul, we all have an opinion. We all have a preference when it comes to this. Basically, here's what happened. We were sitting there eating lunch, and his drink came. All of our drinks came, and the straws came. And when the straws came, I grabbed my straw. My other son, Owen, grabbed his straw, and Hudson did not grab his straw. I watched him basically go take his drink. He was drinking a Sprite. He was drinking a Sprite, and he was drinking out of the cup. I thought that was kind of interesting because I felt like I had always seen him use a straw when we were out to eat. And so I looked at him and I said, Hudson, I said, you don't want a straw? And he goes, no. And I said, well, why don't you want a straw? And he goes, it tastes different when you use a straw. And I thought to myself, what? It tastes different. And I go, you think so? And he said, yeah, I think so. And, you know, I thought about what he said and I thought, yeah, it's true. I'm one of those people who always wants a straw. Like, no matter what I'm doing, I want to drink with a straw. Whether it's my water, I'll take a water bottle, but I'd rather have a big cup with a straw. Same thing if I'm out to eat at a restaurant, I would always rather have a straw any day over just drinking out of the cup. But to him, see, even though I think it tastes way better when you drink out of a straw, he was convinced that it tastes way better when you drink straight out of the cup. So I know it's light and easy on a Monday, but this is what we're discussing because I feel like everybody's got an opinion about this. You know what I'm saying? 414-533-1037. Ooh, we could go to the phones. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Jackie, Bella, and Eliana.
Oh, good morning, ladies. This is day four for you guys in Brookfield. Yes. Oh, you guys almost have a theme song. You better start thinking about what you want your theme song to be when you make 5 days in a row tomorrow, ladies.
Yes, we have been.
Okay. All right. We'll get that tomorrow when you get in. So I want to know, you probably heard me talking about how my son, we were out to lunch. He's convinced that drinking straight out of the cup is better. It makes it taste better than drinking out of a straw. What's your take on this?
So I asked my 6-year-old, Eliana.
Yeah.
Eliana, the cup.
The cup. She says the cup too.
Does the straw taste bad? Well, you have to talk.
Yeah,
the straw tastes bad. That's so funny. You know, it is funny, Jackie. I just thought that they would always go with the straw. He was the first one that said, no, it's got to be out of the cup. And I think that's interesting that your daughter said that, too. So, okay. Well, thanks for calling in.
Go ahead.
No, I'd love to hear your input. Go ahead.
No, she does, but the 6-year-old doesn't. And I asked her just now, I'm like, does the straw taste different? She's shaking her head. Interesting.
It is interesting, right? Now I'm going to try it both ways and see what I like better for sure. All right, girls. We'll talk to you tomorrow for day five. You get your theme song, right. Okay?
Okay, have a good day.
Aw. Hello, Kiss FM. Who's this? Turn your radio down. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Megan and Fiona from West Bend.
Well, hello, Megan and Fiona in West Bend. How are you guys
today?
I've
been trying to get a hold of you ever since you got back from online.
Surgery.
I've been wanting...
I'm here.
I love you so much. It's so good to hear your voice. And, I'm a no straw person. I hate straws.
Really?
I love to chug the glass, and my daughter though is the exact opposite. She'll take a straw. We have metal straws at home. Anytime I get her a drink, she wants to drink it out of the straw. But I think is for the environmental aspect. I think that straws, there's way too many straws out there. But
I hear you. Okay, so you say straw every time is what you say, Megan.
I say no straw. I don't use straw.
But if you do, it's got to be one that's good for the environment is your take on it.
Correct. Yes. Biodegradable or a metal straw or whatever.
Okay, well, hold on, Megan. I can talk to you a little bit more. Hold on, but we're going to take your calls. I can see your texts coming through for sure. about whether you think it matters whether you drink out of a straw or not. 414-533-1037. My son is convinced that it tastes better when you don't use a straw, whatever you're drinking. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. And don't forget, big concert announcement coming up 9 o'clock, including tickets to the show. Big concert announcement coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. Somebody's coming to Milwaukee, and I am here for it. And not only that, I'm going to give you tickets to the show after we tell you who it is. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Allie live from the AdamDeputy.com studios, talking this morning about straw or no straw, because I was out to lunch with my kids over the weekend, and my 9-year-old had a Sprite, and he wasn't using a straw. So I looked at him, and I said, "Don't you want a straw?" And he said, "No. No, it tastes better without a straw." So I said, okay, interesting take, which led me to wonder, am I one of the only people on Team Straw over here? So taking your calls about this morning, welcome to the show, one of our regulars. She called 5 days in a row, got her own theme song. Welcome back, Saucy Sandra.
Hey, girl, hey.
Hey, girl, hey.
I'm different. Yes, I'm different. Yes. And I am totally Team Straw.
Yeah, me too, right?
Oh, my God. And I'm sorry, the paper straws, whoever invented those, I get
worst.
It. I love turtles so much, mm-hmm. but you know what? Those paper straws really don't work, and they fall apart, and it's so annoying and aggravating.
Yes.
Get a reusable straw, hand
yes.
out the reusable straws, mm-hmm. and we'll use the reusable straws. I have like 20 of them.
Yes, the paper
you know,
straw
and
was
that's good.
The paper straw is not where it needs to be. We are not ready for the paper straws as a society
right,
because as
maybe
you
if
said,
they lined it with wax.
Even the most environmentally conscious people are annoyed with the paper straw. Trust me,
oh,
I've seen it. I'm telling you.
I know. I just had this conversation on Friday with somebody at work. Like, okay, so these paper straws. Like California said that they were going to get rid of straws and outlaw straws. Mm-hmm. Do they really only have paper straws in California? Because mm-hmm. I don't think so. Like, how can you live with a paper straw?
Well, I know, right? But listen, but at the end of the day, if you had a paper straw, would you drink out of the cup then?
No,
I still use the paper straw.
Exactly. I love the straws. It's just so good to just, you can drink it a heck of a lot faster. And something that I learned when I was 21 if you drink from a straw, you get drunk a lot quicker. So when you drink things through
it's about
a straw,
alcohol.
You're drinking a heck of a lot more than you think you're drinking. It just is what it
Sandra,
is.
Sandra, you're hysterical. Thanks for calling in, girl. We'll talk to you later.
No problem, of course. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Next up is Lori in St. Francis. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning.
How do you feel about straw versus no straw? My son is convinced it tastes better without a straw, and I would debate him all day on this one.
Definitely straw.
Okay. Go ahead.
I think it's a sanitary thing.
I've seen
dishes from restaurants, you know, cups, forks, spoons, knives, and I don't want to put my mouth on that cup.
Yeah, I've heard that before from friends who use a straw, and it has nothing to do with how it tastes to them. They don't like drinking out of cups that have been drank out of by other people,
right?
Which never occurred to me till someone else said that. So I find
interesting. I know it's washed, but still, it's like in my mind that I don't want to put my mouth on it. Mm-hmm. I know the forks and spoons, okay, you know, but I look them over before I eat off of those.
Yeah. Trust me, I've had some nasty forks come my way before, and I've been like, did you even wash these? What happened to this thing? Can you take this back?
Those paper straws, I will not drink out of them. I will drink from the cup.
Okay.
I will, because the paper straws taste nasty.
They like disintegrate in your mouth, and then it's like you're eating paper. They haven't perfected those yet. I feel like we'll get there, but we are not there. That's for sure when it comes to the paper straws. So thanks for coming.
At home, I use my reusable straws.
There you go. Me too, actually. I do too. I mean, I bring my stuff to work and I use my reusable ones all the time. So I'm with you on that. All right, girl. Well, thanks for calling.
All right. Thanks. And you look great, hon.
Aw, thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. I saw Jenna from Cudahy texted in. She said, I'm team straw when using public cups at restaurants, but no straw when I'm at home. Same thing about she doesn't like to drink out of cups other people have used at restaurants. Kathleen Kathleen is in New Berlin. Good morning, Kathleen.
Good morning.
Are you team straw or team no straw? Because my son's convinced it tastes better without a straw.
I'm 100% team straw.
Mm-hmm.
I go one step further where I prefer my drinks full of ice, like full of ice.
Me too.
And
okay.
A glass cup. I think for whatever reason, if you... A drink tastes better from a glass cup than a plastic one.
Interesting.
I don't know.
That's a whole nother topic you got going on right there, Kathleen.
I know.
Is plastic or glass.
I take it further.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I'm not a big fan of glass at home. I don't know why. Like, I will go for my Tervis tumblers or my water bottles at home before I go through my glasses, my kind of like brewery saved glasses. So that's interesting. So you say tons of ice. And you say glass all over plastic all day long.
All day long. That's my personal opinion. You know, my kids use their tumblers, and I have my tumblers for water. But if I'm going to have my, you know, soda or drink, you know, whatever, that's like a non-water, I prefer a glass full of ice with my straw.
Yes, me too. Team ice. I'm with you. And people think I'm crazy, but I don't care. I'm team ice all day long, girl.
It's okay. We're moms. We can be crazy. It's
That's
fine.
Right. We can do whatever we want. Kathleen,
exactly.
You have a good day. Thanks for calling in.
All right, have a good day.
Uh-huh. All right. You ready? It's Kiss FM. It is Allie live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. And I've been so excited because now is the time, 9 o'clock. I get to announce to you who will be coming to Milwaukee. I'm very pumped about this. Coming to American Family Field. Yes, you're going to get to see her at the ballpark. Tickets not going on sale until next Monday, November 21st at 10 a.m. I've got a pair right now. She's going to be here. Pink, baby. Pink is coming to town. The Summer Carnival 2023, August 14th. I am so here for it. So I've got two tickets right now for somebody to go see Pink when she comes to American Family Field on August 14th for her big Summer Carnival 2023. I'm going to take caller 25 right now to win tickets. 414-533-1. 037. Pink coming to American Family Field. I am so here for it. I've seen her before a bunch of times. I gotta see her again. Caller 25, you're gonna go see Pink. It's Kiss FM. Pink, the big announcement this morning that we just announced, Pink coming to American Family Field, August 14th. Somebody is going to get to go see her right now. I have a pair of tickets to the Summer Carnival 2023 tour. Welcome to the show, Sarah and Mequon. Good morning, girl.
Good morning.
So guess what, girl?
I won.
You won your caller 25.
Yay! I'm so excited.
I know. You're going to go see Pink when she comes to town August 14th. You can't even buy tickets yet. You can't even buy them until next Monday, November 21st at 10 a.m. So you are the first one to have tickets. You can tell all your friends, okay?
Yay!
And the good news is, you're so welcome. And the good news is we're going to be giving these away every single day this week between 8 and 9 o'clock. So people can try to get their hands at them tomorrow. But Sarah, I am so happy for you. I hope you have a great time at the show. Hold on, okay?
All right, thank you.
Uh-huh.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.